which Father Sevana Prabhu, Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 10th chapter.
Yeah.
I come a little closer. Mm-hmm.
So, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So in the 10th chapter of this Katkando, that is creation and so secondary creations are described. Just like Mahatattva, which is by in the beginning Mahatattva was there, and false ego. In the mode of darkness, this is Sabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha. In the mode of passion, this is Jnana and senses. In the mode of goodness, the demigods and mind were created. So in this way, it was created by the Lord. Then Brahma created, expanded the creation, like six types of sthavara. Vanaspati, Yosadi, Lata, Tatsana, Virutta, Bhutya, like that. Different types of sthavara means which remains in one place, that is sthavara. Then pasu and animal and gods, 28 kinds. Then human beings. Then there are different types of 8 kinds of demigods, like Devata, Pitru, Asura, Gandharva, Apsara, Dakya, Rakyasa, Preta, Pishata, Siddha, Dharma, Vidyadhara, Kinnara, Kimpurusa, like that. So anyway, then he has his one 4 sons. That is Sanakam cha, Sanandam cha, Sanatana, Jatan Mathat Vabhu, Sanat Kumaram cha, Munin Nispiyan, Uddharetasa. This is stated in Sarkandu, 12th chapter, text 4, that these 4 Kumaras were created by Lord. They are Sanat, Sanatan, Sanandam, and Sanat Kumar. So they are stated to be the, we have already described, they are the Jnana Shakti, Lord's Jnana Shakti Avatar. Sanak, Sanandam, Sanatan and Sanatan, all of them were unwilling to adopt materialistic activities because they were highly elevated due to their semen flowing upwards. So then Brahma created 10 very famous children, sons. Marichi, Atri, Angirasa, Kulastha, Kulha, Kratu, Drugu, Vasishta, Dakshyastha, Dasamastra, Narada. This is described in chapter text 22. These Matri, Marichi, Angirasa, Kulastha, Kulha, Kratu, Bhagu, Vasishta, Dakya, Narada, and Narada. So Narada was born from the deliberation of Brahma, which is the best part of the body. Vasishta was born from his breathing, Dakya from his thumb, and Bhagu from his touch, and Kratu from his hand. In this way he created all these things. Then also he created different types of Vedic literatures. Rig, Jaju, Sama, Arthavakyan, Vedan, Purvad, Vimukhi, Shastram, Vidyan, Stuti, Stoman, Prayashtam, Vedat, Kramat. These different types of Vedas. Beginning from the front face of Brahma. Brahma has 4 faces because he looked all around and his 4 faces of males were created. So, from the front face, that is from east, Rig Veda came. Then east, then south, Jaju, then west, Samaveda, then east, north, Atharvaveda, like that, manifest. Thereafter, Vedic hymns, which had not been pronounced before, priestly rituals, The subject matters of the recitation and transcendental activities are all established one after another. In this way, different types of ashrama, different types of varna, and they are also be created by Brahma. From 13th chapter to 19th chapters, these 7 chapters, this is about to Lord Varaha's incarnation. So in the 13th chapter, 4 text 4, Vidura says, Srutasya punsan sutira samasya nanvan jasasu riviri vitortha tattat gunam sravanam mukunda padar bindam hudayesu jesam. Persons who hear from a spiritual master with great labor and for a long time must hear from the mouths of pure devotees about the character and activities of pure devotees. Pure devotees always think within their hearts of the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead who awards his devotees liberation. In this way, the Lord's Bohr incarnation was described. In the 14th chapter, it is stated that this Marichi, these 9 sons or 10 sons, out of them 9 sons married to 9 daughters of Kardamuni. Kardamuni's past times should be described. Marichi married Kola. Kola is the one of the daughters of Kardama. So he has his son called Kashyapa. So Kashyapa married 17 daughters of Dakhya. This Dakhya is something different. This is Pratidas Dakhya. Pratidas. That means the son of Pratidas.
Pratidas.
10 Pratidas. So, one wife is Diti, from whom Daityas came. Another wife is Aditi, from whom Adityas came, or demigods came. Like that. So this Diti, somehow or other, he was very much affected by lust. So she wanted to unite with her husband in the evening, which is not the actual time. So it's stated in 13th or 14th chapter, text 30, that Saivam Sambhidite Vatra Manmathor Matitendriya Jagraha Vasa Brahmarse Brusaliva Gatatrava. That means this Diti was thus informed by her husband that this is not the right time for sexual intercourse. But she was pressed by Cupid for sexual satisfaction. She caught hold of the clothing of the great Brahmana, says Kashyapa, just like a shameless public prostitute. So anyway, now because this is not untimely for sex intercourse, evening time, so after that, the Kashyapa Muni said that 2 demons will come from your room. Actually, I will describe. This is, when Diti was very much sorrowful pity, very lamenting, so Kashyap said that one of your, grandson was a great devotee. That's why Diti, even knowing that her 2 sons will be demons, she was not giving birth to them. She kept them in a room for 100 years. So there was darkness throughout the universe. The demigods were afraid. So in the 15th chapter it is stated that demigods went to Brahma to know what is the origin of this darkness. So Brahma said, Brahma knew the things, everything he knows. So it is stated in the 15th chapter that actually I know this is because Diti is in our room, the 2 sons who are actually the gatekeepers of Vaikuntha Loka. So one pastime happened that one time his 4 sons, Sanak, Sanatan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, they went to Vaikuntha Loka. Because they have heard about Vaikuntha Loka from his father, Brahma. So they wanted to see. So while going to, while in the Vaikuntha Loka, Vaikuntha planet, they were able to see the different varieties of that Vaikuntha planet. So in this way they were passing gate, one gate after another, and when they came, reached the seventh gate, they were blocked by these two gatekeepers. So they caused them, the four kumaras, they caused these two doorkeepers. So that you, this is Vaikuntha planet, there is no Veda, there is no duality here. Duality is this is non-dual world. Lord is stated to be the non-dual absolute truth. So how this duality came in your mind? So you go to the duality world where there is kama, krodha, lobha, etc. So the Lord could know this. Of course, these are all happened because of the Lord's desire. The Lord wanted to fight. And with whom he will fight? He has no one to fight in the Vaikuntha planet. So he has to come to the material world for fighting. Janma adyasya jata, everything comes from him. That is the first verse. So he will send his one devotees to this material world so that he can fight with them. So anyway, it is by this reason that these poor kumaras became angry. So it is stated that when, this is a very famous verse in 15th chapter, text 43, that when the Lord knew these things, the Lord along with the Lakshmi Devi came to them, that place, that is the seventh gate. So these poor kumaras for the first time see the Lord face to face. So it is stated, tasya ravinda nayanasya padaravinda pinjakamishra tulasi makaranda vayu antargata so vivarena jakarate sam sankhyo bhyamakhirudu sam vichitta tanyo. When the breeze carrying the aroma of tulasi leaves from the toes of the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead entered the nostrils of those sages, they experienced a change both in body and in mind, even though they were attached to the impersonal Brahman understanding. They were Brahmavadis. But they turned to devotee.
The smell of tulasi.
When they smell and they see, they saw the beautiful form of the Lord. In this way, so Brahma said that because of these two persons, they are in the womb of Diti, and she is holding them in a room, that's why this darkness comes. So somehow or other, these two persons took birth, they are named as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakasipu. So Hiranyakasipu is the eldest brother and Hiranyaksha is the youngest brother. So they became very much powerful by austerity. So Hiranyakasipu's pastimes will be described in 7th chapter, 7th canto. Here Hiranyaksha pastimes are being described. So Hiranyaksha was so powerful that he was going everywhere to challenge others to fight with him. And even he went to the ocean. The ocean god is Varunadev. He challenged him to fight with him. So he said that I cannot fight with you because I am old, but you know who is your equivalent fighter from Narada Muni so that you can fight with him. Vishnu is there, your equivalent fighter. So this Hiranyaksha went to Narada Muni. So Narada Muni said, now the Lord is they are in the Garbhodakosan.
No.
Rasatala Garbhodakosan. This earth has detached from its orbit and is in the Rasatala. So the Lord came from the nostril of Brahma as a boar, boar incarnation. So he was lifting this earth in his two tusks, that is two teeth. And at that time Hiranyaksha went there and wanted to fight with him. But Hiranyaksha rebuked the Lord in very abominable words. But the Lord tolerated all these words and kept the heart in its orbit, and then started fighting with Hiranyaka. So the Lord has a desire for fighting, so that's it happened. But he was very much enjoying this fight. The Lord is doing Virarasa.
For 3 hours just fight it.
Virarasa. Virarasa is enjoying. But the demons were very much, I mean the demigods including Brahma was very much fearful. That because the evening will become, in the night the power of the demons will be higher. So they were praying the Lord not to play with this demon and to kill him immediately, because this is the right time, this is Abhijit in time, Abhijit like that. So the Lord finally killed this Hiranyaka. So there is one important verse in 19th chapter, 30, where the demigods prayed to the Lord. Namo namaste kira jagya tantave stito guritva amara satyamurte dishtya tuyam jagata amarantuda tutpada bhaktya vaimi sannirvita. That means the demigods addressed the Lord, all obeisances unto you. You are the enjoyer of all sacrifices, and you have assumed the form of a boar in pure goodness for the purpose of maintaining the world. Fortunately for us, this demon who was a torment to the worlds has been slain by you, and we too, O Lord, are now at ease in devotion to your lotus feet. In this way, in this 13th chapter to 19th chapter, these 18 chapters describe the Lord Varaha's pastimes, and we have described in very short few verses. So we'll stop here. जय श्री भागवतम की जय श्री गोपाल महाराज की जय श्री गुरुदेव की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव की जय गौर प्रमानंदी
हरि हरि बोल.